escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Some big breaking news in the sports and entertainment world. It looks like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, Hugh, they're engaged.
Congratulations. Might as well lock that thing down. Might as well. She's rich.
That's true.
And he rich. So.
That's
you ain't gonna do
also
no better. You ain't gonna do no better than that.
Yeah, congratulations. All right, sounds like they are headed towards marriage. All right, so congratulations there. I'm not sure what word for the next thing we're gonna play for you. So we are counting down the minutes here until we have to make a decision. The final spot in our Midday Show Fantasy Football League. The draft's next Wednesday, live draft at McGurk's in Roersford. And we have one spot left. And Aaron in San Diego has tried to commandeer the spot. Guy booked a hotel and rental car.
He really did try to like throw some elbows and get into this spot.
Yeah, and I think Hugh was trying to kind of workshop why so many people are anti-Aaron. And I think I figured it out organically as the show has gone on. I think the problem is that Aaron has tried to walk the walk of being a WIP listener and lifer and caller. Yeah. But there's a lot of people that have been here.
People don't like Aaron.
He's got to kind of wait.
Why would they?
Well, that's true.
I didn't hear it until today.
Today you feel it.
Yeah, today was different.
Yeah.
Because there were people that normally call and have, you know, great points. They went out of their way to talk about how much they didn't like. The one that got me was Kenneth Sinemis.
Yeah, well, you start to feel bad for the guy a little bit. Like, yeah. You know.
For Aaron?
Yeah.
Aaron, if you're listening.
I hope he's not taking it too personally.
Aaron, if you're listening, you probably shouldn't come, man.
No.
I mean, I'm just well, being honest. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, because, you know, I know it might sound like everybody playing, but I don't feel like it's like that no more.
Look, Aaron leans into the villain thing. You know, he knows what he's doing.
He wants to be the heel, yeah.
Yeah, but, sometimes that dog don't hunt. Because there's a lot of vitriol.
I just think people feel like he's cut the line in the hierarchy of WIP callers, right? It's a big family, and there's airtime all day for people to hop on. Like, there's plenty of time. I just think my guess is people are like,
No, Will went out of his way.
I know.
Like, because Will is really chill.
Yeah, he is. Nice guy, chill.
And when he brought up the wife, and then somebody doubled down about the wife.
I think it was Darren.
Yeah.
And he was, yeah, that was a lot.
Because that's one of the ones, you know, we joke and kid about that, but we never, like, no. Yeah, you probably, hey, dog, and then somebody brought the fact that you're kind of shoehorning your way into, I probably wouldn't come.
Okay, well, we have to make a determination. He might be in the league by the end. We will find out. All right, so before we finish with your phone calls coming up, a couple things Kyle missed yesterday, and I think they may sway our decision on who gets in this league, and there are two people we're talking about. So first, can we hear Will? Will, who had one of the best calls, the best anti-Aaron calls all day, Will had a tough moment yesterday as he tried the double chant We just left a letter or two out here.
It's going to start with P-H-I-L-L-E-S.
So we misspelled Phillies. We've had a tough run. I think last week it was Chris who misspelled bisque.
Yeah.
B-I-S-Q-E. Yeah, can,
bisque is a tough one, though.
I mean, you got to think that through bisque.
But Phillies, you know, everyone knows how to spell Phillies.
Well, he also
got to start with P-H-I-L-L-E-S.
Who do you like better, Will or Mayor Parker with the Eagles chant?
Oh, I got to give it to the mayor.
Or Chuck and Mount Airy.
But you know what the best part about the one Chuck did? Is how you knew you messed up and you just powered straight through.
You know, like the five or six letters that are in there. Just keep naming them. Just keep screaming them. No one will notice.
You know what? Hey, if I yell loud enough, no one will pick up on that. No, we're petty. We listen to all of that.
There's been so many good ones over the years. All right, so that was Will, who's fighting to get in the league. And then, of course, and I want to apologize to the audience. This is the second time we're airing this. If you missed it yesterday, you probably feel fortunate. So I'm sorry. But Kyle missed it yesterday. This was Aaron yesterday, who, again, wanted to wish Hugh a belated happy birthday. And here's how that sounded.
I want to take a minute. I know it's a little bit late, but you guys can join in. Hugh, got one thing to say to you.
What's that?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hugh.
Oh,
happy
gosh,
birthday to you.
Wow, my ears are bleeding.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good then. It's not good now.
That was so bad.
Hugh, how did you feel? You were the one being serenaded.
Cringy. Never had a grown-ass man sing to me like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, that...
Now, usually, when you sing Happy Birthday, it's more upbeat. It's more like the Stevie Wonder, Happy Birthday.
Yeah, right.
You know,
but to be serenaded, and the first thing I thought about was like when Marilyn Monroe did it to the president.
Oh, God, that's
I thought about,
it was creepy.
That's a tough comp.
I thought about when Skyler White did it to Walter White.
Yeah.
Ted in Breaking Bad. It's like one of the cringiest scenes in television. I'm surprised... Skip and Claymont didn't get to that before Aaron.
Why you have to bring that up? Because Skip might be listening.
He is.
Oh, how would you rank the creepiness of it? Is it Skyler 1 and then Aaron 2? Or does Aaron jump over Skyler?
Aaron being a grown man singing it to another grown man.
Yeah. And he invited us to sing, and Fran and I did.
Yeah, you made it way worse on him.
I just wanted to give him the floor.
No, they looked like the looks that they were giving me while it was going on was crazy.
It was uncomfortable. All right, so there's some more fodder for the anti-Aaron crowd. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here as we try to keep this thing on the rails with Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
What's up, JoJo? Let's
Herb.
Go, Phillies.
Let's
go, Phillies. It's time to play now.
Let's go, Herb.
It's time to play. Rocky's coming out, baby. Let's smack them good. Smack them in their face. Smack them in their arms and hit them in their legs. Smack them good. Let's go, Harper. This ain't no time
to
be throwing the ball Scott and making errors, and he can't even put the tag down. Let's go.
There you go.
Let's go, Harper. I'm expecting big things out of you. This is Rocky. And you're the man. You're Rocky of Philly now, Harper. Let's go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here we go, Harper. Here we go, Schwarber. Let's go. Let's knock that ball tonight. Let's get back to seven. And tomorrow we get to eight. Let's go. I ain't playing around here today. Oh, yeah. The Rocky man is out tonight. Yeah, boy. Rocky is out tonight with the Phillies.
Oh, I heard him.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel good? You feel good about tonight, Harry? Yeah, we're good. Yeah, that was it.
I think you're feeling good.
Yeah, you feel good about the game, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's get that pitching rolling now.
Let's go, Herb.
Get that pitching.
Herb, what do you think about Harper wearing the Mets cleats?
Let me tell you, last night, twice they could have blown that game wide open.
Yep.
All they needed to do was hit. Okay. Now they're starting to. Stop swinging at the first pitch. They're working the pitchers now. Let's go. Work the pitchers. Get in the hitter's count.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I agree.
You're there,
that
Joe? Yeah, you're still there, Joe, right?
I can't go anywhere until 2. Yeah, I know.
You understand what's going on. They're working the count. Get some walks. We gotta win tonight, man. This is it.
We need a win. Is tonight a must win or a can't lose?
This is that crucial game. We gotta put our hand, we gotta put our foot down on these Mets.
Would you call tonight a must win, Hugh? Can't lose?
Yeah.
You understand?
They're already going to win.
This is a big game in my head.
Herb, are you guaranteeing a win?
Can we get a win tonight, Herb? Guarantee it.
Huh?
Guarantee a win.
Guarantee a win tonight. Yes, sir.
Oh, there we go. That's confidence that you don't have in the team.
Just like the Eagles. Just like I said, the Eagles 44-43.
This is like the Super Bowl?
You said 4-3.
44-23 beat Dallas.
Super Bowl. Dallas.
Next week.
That's a must win, too. And there's both must wins.
Yeah,
All right, Herb. We'll talk soon. All right. We don't usually do this, but someone called back. Skip and Claymont. Skip?
I didn't know it was his birthday, and I like the Stevie Wonder version to Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Hey, you big greasy bear.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Skip. That was wonderful. Skip calling back for the happy birthday. So, I know we are only just a part of the station. I am going to request, though, when we send over the audio for the Marconi, just the last 8 minutes of radio here on this show, just send that in and see what happens.
You mean with Herb?
Well, we had Aaron singing, we had Herb, we had Will misspelling Phillies, and then we had Skip and Claymont.
I feel strong about our chances now.
I don't. All
we're
right.
We're going to start with P-H-I-L-L-E-S.
From here, we go to Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
I can't think. How do you do it, man? How do you?
Every day of day. Every day. Every day.
What are you talking about? This is a serious show.
So serious.
It's a serious program.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You got a guy shouting out every alphabet except for what he's trying to actually reach. You got Herb two-speed, slow and stop.
He said two-speed.
Oh, Herbie two-speed.
That's true.
Oh, man. Hey, look, Joe, mm-hmm. I want to apologize, man. You know it's not your fault. You didn't jinx him, okay?
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, yesterday you had everybody downloading McFadden and Whitehead. you know, to start playing for the championship.
Yeah, that's right. We print the playoff tickets. We got the division wrapped up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is not your fault that, you know, that's just, you know, they just got soft after they were 3-0 and they decided that they didn't need to, you know, play anymore.
I feel like we're reenacting Goodwill Hunting. It's not your fault. We're going to start crying now.
Yeah. Well, don't start crying because, you know, looking at you on YouTube with your shiny head and crying, that's not a pretty scene. Okay?
I can't imagine it would be. All right. Are you worried about the Phils or you're all right?
I'm not worried about the Phils because it's only one game, guys. Come on, one game. You know you can lose one game and still win the series, which means the Mets will still be behind us. Come on. One loss and everybody's throwing in the towel. Knock it off. Come on. I thought we were silly. I thought we were tough.
So I actually agree with you on this one, Big V. They're going to be fine overall, but it was an annoying loss last night. And Big V, I don't love the Bryce Harper, you know, Mets color cleats, whatever that nonsense was.
Well, I don't like the fact that somebody who's making over $250 million selling merchandise. I mean, I'm with you on that. But, you know, I think that he needs somebody in his corner to, like, look, hey, Bryce, sit down and shut up, man. Stop doing that stuff.
Well, you would think it could be Hugh, but to get the guy over here buying his protein powder and advocating for this
Neapolitan
nonsense. Nobody cares about the Neapolitan. Big B, good phone call. Did you buy it?
No, I didn't.
You gonna?
$59. I don't know what that tastes like. I ain't about to make that financial commitment.
It probably tastes like Neapolitan. Mm. Isn't that the whole idea?
Well, I might get one of these little single packs, the little singlets. Might get one of them singlets and try it. But it's sold out. Like, I looked, it's sold out.
Well, because you've been talking about it for an hour, so we have people going to the website.
But they got that snickerdoodle. Ooh, it's vegan, too.
The snickerdoodle does sound good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not happy that I'm here, but it does sound good. All right, let's talk to Nick in Collinsville.
Vegan snickerdoodle.
What's up, Nick?
Oh, boy. How you guys doing?
What's up,
We're
man?
Good, Nick. What's up?
The Phillies, they're depressing right now, but that's baseball. I stopped watching the game after the sixth inning. I couldn't take any more.
Oh, you didn't want to watch Jordan Romano pitch? You missed it.
No. I usually try to make it to the seventh, and no, I couldn't. But I still got faith. We can get things right, get where we need to get that championship. And then with the fantasy, I would love to be in the league. I think that I deserve to be in the league because, for one, I was at the last McGurk's event in Royersford that you guys had.
Oh, yeah. Byrdstown Hall. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was when I told WIP that I was going to go propose.
Oh, I remember that. All right. How did that go since then?
It's gone well. Planning for a wedding is stressful, is all bejesus. Also, now the reason with Aaron just should not be in the league. He can come. I don't really care. I'll be there. I'll gladly find him, and I'll keep him away from us. If I'm in the league, I'll make my pick, and then I'll go just talk to him just to make it seem like people care what he has to say. I know you guys don't really listen to him when he's on and blabbering, but no Aaron in the league.
All right. So, well, Nick, listen, I'm glad the engagement went well and all that worked out. I'm glad you're going to be at McGurk's coming up next week. Nick, we appreciate it. We'll get in the mix to be in the league, and he has offered to be Aaron's security. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. I'm going to call a fraud alert on everyone voting on this poll today, or a lot of people voting. So, four options. Biggest takeaway from last night. Mets own the Phillies, annoyed with Bryce Harper, Sanchez's outing, or it was just one game. 44%, which was the most votes that came in on any one particular one, voted just one game. That's not what most people talking to us are saying today. That's not what we've heard all day, Hugh. Mostly it's been the Mets own the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And people are annoyed Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but you're trying to keep it in perspective.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, when people see those polls, they're trying to be practical in their thinking. We don't do that.
Practical?
We don't really do practical.
On WIP? Yeah, that doesn't work out. All right, Andy in Westchester, who is the defending champion in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League. I feel like he has to get a say in this before we make a final decision. Andy, up on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Let's go! Let's go!
Let's go!
Happy birthday, Hugh.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
See, that's a very normal way of doing it. Happy birthday, Hugh.
That's normally how normal people do it.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Are you off bourbon altogether now for wine?
To be honest, the boss gave me with the Oak Ridge. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. I still drink bourbon. I'm still on my bourbon, but I've been lately because wine is not as heavy as a bourbon. So I've been kind of drinking the wine lately, but I still like the bourbon. Still like the bourbon.
Yeah, bourbon's more for winter.
Yeah.
I don't want to get off the Aaron subject here. He is absolutely not in the league. However, I actually ran the numbers on what it's going to cost to go from San Diego out to here. I got him a decent hotel in the city so he could see the town, a car. It's like at least $1,100 just for that alone. And now you're doing whatever you're doing, going out to eat and all that stuff. Who does that? Why would you do that?
Especially when you have not been even close to guaranteed a spot in the league. And we haven't even determined if we're allowing him in the draft at all. To hang out.
I just had an idea when I heard him singing there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let him in. We'll have him pop out of a cake and sing to Hugh again.
Yeah, that might be the end of my appearance that night there.
Andy, we don't need to do that. I appreciate the thought, but we've already made it uncomfortable enough.
Yeah,
that's true.
We don't need to lean all the way into it like that. We don't need to do that.
I got a video. He officiated his daughter's wedding last week, mm-hmm. and halfway through, the son-in-law starts saying, "All right, get to the point."
Oh,
I like that.
One of the best moments of the guy's life, and we're ripping it too. All right, Sandy, what do you got? Phillies, they still winning the series or not?
I think they're going to win the series, but I want to ask you, what happened to the clean slate? The clean slate. You keep bringing up, they can't win in New York. I thought when you gave a clean slate, you stopped talking about the past.
How about this? I'll be fair. You're right. Let's just use this season. They're 0-4 there, so the clean slate still works for it. They haven't won a game all season.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I do think they went out the series. That had to be, a slap in the face and up. It's embarrassing. They got to come out and do something here. Otherwise, it's just pathetic.
They do. And tonight, look, they have Lizardo out there. Now, Lizardo pitched well earlier this season, and Andy, we appreciate the phone call. He pitched well against the Mets here. I don't think he pitched the series in New York. They got swept in April, but he definitely pitched against them here in, I think it was May or June, whenever that series was, and he pitched well. So they need him. I mean, they need him to pitch well tonight because they need a win. Otherwise, they're staring a sweep in the face tomorrow with Taiwan on the mound. All right, decision time coming up. Who gets the final spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League? We'll tell you that. Check in with you people as well right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.